Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Several callers are going to take you in order, and then I'll comment. First, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, I watched a little bit of the president's speech the day before yesterday, I think it was, at Ford Motor Company. And yep. He started talking about some of these statistics, and some of them should be scary as all hell to everyone. For instance, right now, the automotive industry is having problems, as we all know, getting certain things they need. And down in over the border, the big Chrysler plant is going to one shift because they just simply, you know, there's a market for the vehicles, but you can't produce them if you don't have the things you need. But one of the things that startled me is where we fell in research and development to like 7th in the world. To me, that's unacceptable. I mean, that's what we used to pride ourselves on. And that's the only way forward, I think, is these corporations have to start spending more on that instead of just buying back stock and, you know, enhancing stockholders. I mean, what are you going to do that until you just run something into the ground?
Right. You're making a good point. And one of the things that's in short supply are chips. And you know, I looked at that and I thought, well, in a free market, that means that people should start making them somewhere and selling to these people. And I think that's starting to happen. But you're absolutely right. There's a great market for cars out there. And the sad thing is that a lot of them are underproducing, not because they don't have the employees and not because they don't know how to do it, but they are lacking some things, including chips. And that's something that's just got, I mean, to me, in any kind of free market, then the chip companies ramp up production and raise their prices. I mean, they should do it. But you're right. The good thing, though, is I think under Biden, we're coming back, Dick. We're coming back. Thanks for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
As always, thanks for taking my call. A little late to the party this morning. I just wanted to chime in with Style, Fitzgerald, Groatman, Tiffany, and Gallagher. Not voting for the looking into the insurrection. That is not patriotic. I don't understand why they wouldn't do that. It makes no sense. Police officers were assaulted, and a couple of them were also killed. So you can't say you back the badge. And the other thing, real quickly, is $1 billion, with a B, $1 billion the state Republicans are going to turn down for Medicaid. I'm going to have to pay twice if I get this correct. We give money to the federal government. They're going to give it back. And then when you cut this $1 billion, I'm going to have to pay again if I understand that correct. And also, Medicaid helps a lot of people that actually vote for the Republican Party. So I'm very confused this morning, Matt, on those two topics. So with that, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. No, you're raising a very, very good point. And the commission, I mean, you're absolutely right. I think about 400 of these rioters, these insurrectionists, are being charged right now. Some of them are still in jail, charged with felonies for assaulting police officers. For a member of Congress to say we shouldn't get to the bottom of that when a bipartisan neutral commission has been proposed, I think is treason, quite frankly. When it comes to money, you're right. $1 billion in Medicaid, actually is 1.6. What Biden did is there are only a handful of states, all Republican, that turned down that Medicaid money. And Wisconsin's the only one, I don't know if people know this, the only one that turned it down and said, we are going to fund most of it with state money anyway. So guys are getting nicked twice. Your federal tax dollars, which you paid in and are being offered back to you, they're not offering us a Navy or Army base like some of the other states. They're just offering $1 billion, $1.6 billion in our federal tax money. And the Republicans are going, no, we will make up most of it with state tax dollars. Why should state taxpayers have to pay twice? State taxpayers are federal taxpayers too. This is economic illiteracy. And what it is Voss has said, well, we only want to give people Medicaid up to 100% of the poverty level, not to 130%. 130% of the poverty level for a single person is about $17,000 a year. And it's somewhere in the high 20s for a family of three. Come on. Come on. You think a family of three making 28 grand a year can pay health care premiums? Come on. That's just a nasty, stupid argument. Luke, you seem to be lurking by the microphone. You have a few things to say?
Yeah, I just, how much do you think they hate poor people? Like, I think it's got to come down to how much Republicans hate poor people, because, and they must hate them a lot, because if I hated somebody, I try not to hate. It's not in my nature. I try to have an open heart for everybody. But if I really, truly hated somebody and somebody offered me $1.6 billion to still let those people then have health care, I think that hate would go away. $1.6 billion is a lot of money. And Republicans in Wisconsin hate poor people in Wisconsin enough to turn down $1.6 billion. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point. And you know what I think is, the average Republican doesn't, you know, hate anybody. They've been lied to and bamboozled so much by the background of this stuff. Some of the leaders, like Voss and the other, know exactly what they're doing. You're right. They're exactly what they're doing. And whether it's hate or whether it's simply they don't think poor people vote for them, they don't think they vote at all. And if they don't, if they do vote, they think they don't vote for them. So therefore, no skin off their nose, you know, shafting them. But what I don't understand is how you can say you're a conservative and are knowledgeable about money and say you're offered $1.6 billion and you're going to fund about $1 billion of it anyway out of state dollars, state tax dollars. You could have given $1 billion tax cut because you say the federal money is welfare, but then Voss takes that sweet COVID money. I mean, that's not right. He got all 4 feet and a snout in the trough is what he did. He had his snout deep in the trough for himself. But how can you say it's welfare when it's your federal tax dollars coming back and you're going to do it anyway, most of it, not all of it. You're just going to shaft people who make 17 or 18 grand a year instead of 16 grand a year. You're going to shaft families of three who make 28 grand a year rather than, say, 26 grand a year. What pleasure do you get at shafting people at that level? I mean, really? What, a guy's wife isn't supposed to get a mammogram? You know? I mean, the guy isn't supposed to get a checkup for his heart or whatever. It's not right. But more importantly, it's not rational. And I honestly don't know that it's hate. I think the average Republican hears the word welfare. They hear the mantra. And they figure this is just welfare. And if somebody said to them, but thank you for paying for it because it's still welfare and you're going to pay for it twice out of your state tax dollars and you're going to give up your federal tax dollars, that's just going to be sent as surplus to California, Minnesota. How bad is that? How bad is that? That makes no sense to me. It's irrational. And I think it just pursues kind of a line they spew out. They have a word salad of, you know, socialist, radical, welfare, and then they apply it to anything. The guy in Oklahoma said that Chick-fil-A doesn't have sauces now because of the radical social. I mean, all anybody's going to remember is word branding. They can remember Biden radical socialist agenda. They won't remember Chick-fil-A. And in this one, they're not going to remember the fact that they got shafted and had to pay the same thing twice out of federal tax dollars. They're going to go, okay, well, Voss stood up against welfare. And even though the welfare cost them, you see?
That's fair. But my thing is, this is like the third time the federal government offered it. And so it's got to be not necessarily just those talking points. It's got to be something deeper than that. And my... unfortunately, I think it's hate. I don't know what else it would be.
Well, Luke has weighed in, and he's a good observer of this stuff. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.